This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
Cornelia.
My dear Lucas, I am sending Cornelia to you because I have no relation I like to remember and no friend who I'd like to remember me except you. Yours sincerely, Horace Taft. Yes. Well, this is all very interesting, Lucas, but what are you going to do about it?
I propose to accept my responsibility.
You mean you are going to finance this girl?
Oh, you might put it that way. I'm going to have her here.
For an interview, you mean?
Certainly not. She's going to live here.
And where are you going?
I am going to live here, too, naturally. It's where I do live.
My dear Lucas.
Think of it, Andrew. Think of showing a young, primitive creature the glories of civilization. Watching a young mind unfold.
And a young mouth devouring peas off a knife.
Nonsense. The cinema's put an end to all that.
Do they have cinemas in the wilds of Alaska?
Labrador. Even if she does eat peas off a knife, that would merely make it more delightful.
Lucas, did you ask me down this weekend as your solicitor or as your friend?
Both, my dear Andrew. Yeah. Both.
Then as both, let me tell you that to install an unknown girl for the backwoods as a member of your household is quite unthinkable. You can't do it. It's ridiculous.
It isn't ridiculous at all. It's a sacred trust.
Sacred trust? Oh, really, Lucas. What was Horace to you that you should succor his daughter?
My tutor. Such a good tutor. But not academically.
When do you expect her?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Today?
Well, that's what the telegram said.
But it's 4:10 now. Oh, so that is why you asked me down. You coward. Aren't you going to meet her?
Well, there isn't anything to meet. No train arrives anywhere near 4 o'clock, either here or at the junction.
Miss Taft is here, sir.
Oh, Miss Taft, I'm so glad.
What do you mean, Taft? My name's Taft. Oh. Are you Lucas? How do you do? I haven't enough money for the taxi.
Taxi? Yes. Parkin, will you see to it?
Very good, sir.
Well, I'm very glad to see you. I've looked forward so much. Oh, this is my old friend, Andrew Wiley.
How do you do?
I'm delighted to welcome you to England. Did you have a good crossing?
Very tedious.
Yes. I suppose transatlantic liners are not the most exciting things in the world.
No, I didn't cross in the liner. I came in the Daisy Bell.
And what is the Daisy Bell?
She's a cargo boat that calls twice a year. At Forks, you know.
I beg your pardon, sir. But I don't seem to have enough to take care of the taxi.
Oh, all right, Parkin. How much is it?
£21.17.09, sir.
What?
Yeah, I was afraid it might be quite a bit.
Cornelia, how far have you come by cab?
From the docks.
Do you mean you came all the way from Southampton by taxi cab?
No, from Liverpool.
But why didn't you take a train?
I didn't like the look of them.
Forgive me. I must get some money from my desk. Come, Parkin.
What do you do?
I'm a solicitor.
Are you a good one?
I'm generally considered reliable.
Well, that's something. As old Barney at the store says, you want more in a pie than just crust.
Yes. Quite. Thank you. Yes.
Well, now that that's settled, I expect you'd like to see your room.
No, thank you, but I would like my tea.
Oh. Well, here it comes now, Barney.
Your tea, miss.
Very weak, isn't it?
It's China tea, miss.
Oh, perhaps you'd like Indian, my dear.
I don't know anything about Indian or China. I just like the kind of tea you buy in silver packets at the store. Have you any of that kind?
We have Indian tea in the kitchen, miss.
Well, if it wouldn't be a trouble, I'll have some of that.
Certainly, miss.
If you can see the bottom of the cup, it's no good.
Yes, miss.
Have some scones to be going on with.
Yes, I will. Thank you. I don't remember what Lucas said your name was.
Wiley. Andrew Wiley.
What a good name for a solicitor.
I expect you had a very busy life at the Falls of...
Forks. Forks of Sagatow.
Lucas tells me your father was part of the mission there.
He was all of it.
The church, was it?
Oh, no. He taught at school.
How wonderful. How wonderful to live in a sort of morning of the world and bring to it an age-old culture. Was it a big school?
3 Indian children and Daff Davy from the Point. Davy's been coming for 20 years, but no one likes to stop him.
Not much hope of an infant Shakespeare. But at least your father would have more time for his books.
Well, he burned all his books shortly after he married Mother.
Burned them?
He said they'd been all wrong.
Oh, I don't think I met your mother. I expect you hardly remember her.
Well, I was only five. But I do remember one thing about her. She had a very quick... May I have another of those scones?
A quick sense of humor.
Quick fist.
You poor child.
Well, Barney says no one is poor except the poor in spirit.
In that case, Miss Taft, I think you are a millionaire.
Oh, thank you. I think you're probably quite good at soliciting.
At being a solicitor. Ah, here's parking with your tea.
I hope this is as you like it, miss.
It looks good tea this time. Thank you, Parkin.
Will that be all, sir?
Yes, thank you, Parkin.
Very good, sir.
Is that all he does? Just hand around tea?
Oh, no, no. Parkin runs my house, my servants, my cellar, and my public and private lives.
It's a whole-time job, Miss Taft. Let me give you another scone.
Oh, thank you. I was awfully hungry.
Cornelia, what do you want to do first, now that you've reached reached England?
Well, I want to buy something. Oh, I'll show you. I've got something in my handbag. Oh, shall I have to carry it with me always now?
What?
My handbag. I never used it before. It was a present.
It must hold quite a lot.
Yes. It's a bit daft, really. I have nothing to put in it. I tore this out of a magazine. I want a pair of shoes like that.
That's very nice, but what's remarkable about shoes like that?
Heels. Huh? I want a pair of shoes with high heels. I could have gotten from a mail-order place, of course, but in Forks they would have been...
Daft?
Yes, daft. So I promised myself that if I ever lived to walk on a street, I'd buy shoes like that.
Lady Binnacle to see you, sir. And Lord Binnacle.
I've come for those cuttings, Lucas. Oh.
Lady Binnacle, this is my ward, Cornelia Taft.
Your ward, did you say?
She's just arrived from Labrador.
You were never in Labrador.
Cornelia is the daughter of my old tutor, Horace Taft. He left her to me. And this is Lord Binnacle Cornelia, who doesn't think much of the world, but continues to think much about it.
I know you loathe me, Lucas, but need you prejudice strangers against me? How do you do, Miss Taft?
Never mind about Sebastian. He's having a vegetarian phase. It's even worse on the liver than that mutual confession circle or whatever it was he belonged to in the spring. Give me some tea, Lucas. The shock of finding you with a ward has unnerved me. Parkin, you know that girl you sent to me second parlour maid?
Yes, my lady. I hope she's proving suitable.
Well, there's a wiggle to her hips that doesn't go well with an apron.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, my lady. She comes of a most respectable family.
Well, she seems to have come a long way.
Yes, my lady. Would his lordship prefer a drink instead of tea?
You know quite well that I am a teetotaler.
Little fruit juice, perhaps?
I shall have tea, thank you.
Very good, sir.
Madeira cake, Lady Binnacle.
No, I should have one of those sweet ones.
What does the parlour maid do?
Well, I've often wondered. They're supposed to dust.
Well, if that girl doesn't stop doing things with her hips, can I be a parlour maid for you?
Cornelia.
I have to earn my living, and I'm very good at housework.
My dear good child, there's no question of your having to work. You're my guest, my ward. You're going to live here and enjoy yourself for a change.
Well, of course, I shall stay for a change with pleasure. But I couldn't sit and do nothing all day for always.
I think it most commendable that Miss Taft wants to work. Perhaps I could get you a job in the party, Miss Taft.
What party?
The People's Revolutionary Party.
What would I have to do?
Work in an office.
I don't know anything about offices, I'm afraid. But I can clean guns.
Guns?
Well, don't you have guns in a revolution?
In England, a revolution proceeds by processions, Miss Taft.
I suppose you don't pay people to walk in processions. I'd like that. Do they have uniforms?
My dear, the sight of a uniform makes them foam at the mouth. Now, Charlotte, eat your sticky cakes while I take Cornelia to her room.
Don't take the first room he shows you, my dear. Ask to see another. That was the first thing my husband taught me on our honeymoon. And by far the most valuable.
Oh, well, shall I see you again or shall I say goodbye?
Well, as long as you stay with Lucas and as long as Lucas has a garden, he'll be seeing me. Didn't you want a cake?
Well, I did, but no one offered them.
Well, what a host you are, Lucas. Here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lady Binnacle. As old Barney at the store says, it's the buck she bit that tastes the best.
Now, Andrew, forget your solicitor and let's have the truth.
Well, my dear lady, I always tell the truth according to my lights.
The solicitor's lights are stained glass, simply checkered with alternative possibilities.
When was Lucas in Labrador?
Never, as far as I know.
Well, what's he going to do with this girl?
She's going to stay here for a while, I understand. She really is the daughter of old Horace Tout, whom you won't remember, probably. He was quite a character at Oxford some 20 years ago.
20 years ago? I was quite a character in the chorus.
No, not a bit of it. You were singing second lead in Melody.
Oh, how did you remember that?
I used to go once a week.
You did?
I was hopelessly in love with Greta Fair.
Oh. Well, who said solicitors weren't truthful?
Oh, you were married, my dear lady.
Since when has marriage been an obstacle to anything but matrimony? And what, may I ask, was the Oxford professor doing in the polar regions?
He married, unfortunately, rather late in life.
And couldn't Oxford take it? What was the matter? Did she crook her little finger when she drank?
No, I gather that old Horace crooked his elbow.
Is the old boy dead?
Yes, quite lately, I gather. And Lucas has appointed the girl's guardian.
Well, that'll be a new role for him.
I don't think she should be allowed to stay here.
My dear, Lucas isn't as bad as all that.
I didn't mean anything of that sort. Lucas is a gentleman.
Coming from the People's Revolutionary Party, I call that handsome.
But if she stays here, she'll be ruined.
But you just said that Lucas was a gentleman.
Mother, can you imagine no more than one way of being ruined? You know what Lucas's life is like. Useless, selfish, unproductive. 6 months with him and her standards will be hopelessly ruined.
I think you underestimate Miss Tout. Have you considered what she might do to Lucas?
No one has ever been able to do anything to Lucas. You know that as well as I do. Oh, here he is. Well, Lucas, did she like her room?
She was very polite about it, but I don't think she's very impressionable.
Well, that'll be a nice change for you.
Unless you want more cake, Charlotte, I'm ready to resist your wiles in the garden. Are you coming, Andrew?
Whether it is to be blackmail or robbery with menaces, I hardly think a solicitor should be a witness, but I'll come.
You, Sebastian?
No, gardens make me sick. Oh. Hundreds of thousands of people have not enough to eat, and you spend money on gardens.
Well, the gardeners like it. Oh, well, I'll go and join Lucas and Andrew.
Had you finished tea, my lord? Yes, but don't clear away just yet. Ask Miss Taft, if she will speak to me for a moment.
Miss Taft? Yes, my lord.
I wonder if she'd be interested in the party.
Did you want to speak to me?
Yes, I did, rather.
Well, don't make it too long, because I've run my bath.
I suppose you could run another.
Yeah, I suppose so. It never occurred to me. I've never had a bath on tap before.
Oh, how did the water run, then?
It didn't. We pumped it up and heated it on the stove.
I expect all this is a little bewildering for you.
Oh, what?
Civilization. Luxury.
Oh, it's strange, of course, but nice so far.
To get to the point, I wanted to offer you a job.
What kind of job?
In the party. You would like to alleviate the misery of the working classes, wouldn't you?
Are they miserable?
Very.
As miserable as you?
I beg your pardon?
I've never met a really miserable person before. Why are the working classes miserable?
Because the great majority live below subsistence level.
Are you rich?
I am quite well off, but the estate runs away with a lot of money.
Well, then why don't you sell it and share the money?
I can't. It's entailed.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but I'm sure there must be a way round it.
Don't understand. The sale of one estate would merely be a nibbling.
But it would be a very personal and satisfying nibble, I should have thought. Do the women who work for you have to wear low heels?
Heels?
Because I want a job where I can wear high heels.
I cannot
see... But we've plenty of time to talk about it later, haven't we? I'm going to stay with Lucas for a little.
But if you stay with Lucas, you'll be... You may become infected with Lucas's hedonistic views.
With what?
Lucas lives for nothing but pleasure. He's a parasite.
If you want to call Lucas a louse, you should do it to his face and not behind his back. I think I shall go and have my bath.
No. You misunderstand me. You misunderstand entirely.
Isn't a parasite a polite name for a louse?
No. Yes. Yes, it is, of course. But that wasn't what I meant. Lucas exists by battening on society.
But he's very rich, like you. You mean, doesn't he pay the people who work for him?
He probably pays Parkin a fortune. 20 families could be kept on the money that Lucas spends on the upkeep of this house.
Well, perhaps it's entailed.
No, it isn't.
Well, even if he sold it all, it would only be a nibble, wouldn't it?
I do not suggest that he should sell it. I suggest that he should accept responsibility for his fellow men.
Well, he accepted me.
Oh, that.
It was very nice of him. And I really cannot consider leaving him just because you and the working classes are miserable. I like Lucas.
Everyone likes Lucas. Parasites, I mean, idlers are always popular if they're rich enough. Perhaps if you came to our headquarters one day, I could give you lunch and explain our objects. I suppose you are a meat eater.
When I can get it.
I must lend you a book about that. I shall join my mother in the garden. Excuse me, won't you?
Of course.
May I clear up the tea things, miss?
Yes. Parkin, do you wash up, too?
No, miss. That is not part of my duty.
Have you a weak heart, Parkin?
No, miss. My circulation is excellent.
Oh. Well, perhaps you've got something wrong with you that doesn't show.
No, not as far as I'm aware, miss.
I was wondering how you came to this.
Came to what, miss?
Teacups.
I worked up to them, miss.
Worked up? From what?
The boots. The initiation is long and strict.
Mm, you mean you chose all the time to be this? Hmm. What do you do in your spare time?
I shoot clay pigeons.
What are they?
Targets that are shot into the air for one to aim at.
I bet I could beat you. Don't you go shooting rabbits in the woods around here?
No, miss. It's against my principles to kill things.
The first day you're free, I'll take you on. Only you must give me time to get used to the strange gun.
Yes, miss. Of course, Mr. Bilk may not care for it.
Well, Lucas needn't come if he doesn't like it. Where is it, the shooting place?
There is a club in the village.
Well, that'll be something to look forward to. Are you a good shot?
Fairly good, miss.
That means very. It's a long time now, come to think of it, since I looked forward to anything.
I hope you like the little writing desk in your room.
Yes, it's very pretty. I don't write much, you know, but it's nice to look at.
That is what I thought.
Did you put it there?
I did suggest it to Mr. Bilk.
It was a good suggestion. Thank you. Well, I shall go and run the water again. It's great fun running water. Oh, Andrew, you've come. I'm very glad. You didn't come last Saturday. Do sit down. Do you like my shoes?
Yeah, very pretty. They don't go very well with tweed, do they?
No, I know. I'm just practicing while Lucas is out of the way. I suppose you've had tea.
Yes, thank you. Haven't you?
Yes, we had it at the place on the golf course, you know?
The clubhouse.
Yes, I could do with another, but I suppose I'd better wait for dinner.
Well, what have you done with Lucas?
He's having a bath. Say, do you play this game, Andrew?
Golf? Oh, yes, I have played, but never seriously. Did you enjoy your first game?
Oh, yes. I don't think Lucas enjoyed himself very much.
It's never very exciting for an experienced player to go round with a beginner. How much did he win by?
I won.
Cornelia, my dear, you couldn't.
Why not? It's just hitting a ball with a kind of stick straight on all the time and popping it into holes now and then.
But he must have given you an enormous number of strokes.
He didn't give me anything. We each had a ball, and we each hit our own ball into all the holes, and he hit his oftener than I hit mine. That's winning, isn't it? It was quite good for the first two or three times, but it seemed an odd way to spend a whole afternoon.
You seem to be making quite an impression. I hear you nearly killed Lord Billigall.
Oh, no. I just took him for a walk.
20 miles, I understand.
It was more than 16, and most of it was on his own estate. He wasn't killed at all. But he isn't a vegetarian anymore.
No?
I had bacon and eggs for tea at a farm, and so had he. He had all they had in the house. Well, I must go and change. Sebastian and his mother are coming to dinner.
Oh, not Lady Binnacle and her son anymore, I observe. Or am I drawing deduction?
I don't know what you call it. I call it havering, and I know what Barney would call it. Oh, has the parcel post come, Parkin?
Not yet, miss. It'll be here any minute now.
Oh, well, there's the tuppence you won off me.
Thank you, miss. The evening paper, sir.
Have you started a book on the side, Parkin?
No, sir. It was merely a frivolous transaction to enliven the game of skill.
Oh, how are you, Lucas? Sorry I couldn't get down earlier. Did you enjoy your golf?
Did I enjoy it? You see that smoke through the window?
A bonfire. Well, it's early for garden rubbish, isn't it?
That, my dear Andrew, is not garden rubbish. It's my golf clubs.
Your golf club? Not Lucas, no. Not all those infallible instruments.
Every one of them.
Well, I take it that your afternoon was not a success.
A typical piece of legal understatement.
What went wrong?
She won.
On the level terms?
Stroke for stroke. A girl who never saw a golf course till this afternoon. She took two clubs and slammed away around 18 holes without looking twice at anything. When I think of the 20 years I've been addressing the ball and studying my stance and paying money to professionals for advice, I blush all down my spine.
But she must be a genius.
She doesn't think so. She thinks anybody who can't play a game like that must be a cripple, and everybody who does is a moron.
Did she say so?
Well, not in those words. But when Toucat has condoled with her failing by a millimeter to sink a putt, she said, "Does it matter?"
No wonder you are shattered.
I say, she looked very charming.
She seems to be providing you with the hoped-for distraction.
Distraction in both senses.
Oh?
Barney, for instance. I object to living with Barney.
Oh, that is just nostalgia.
It wasn't the fellow's presence I objected to, but his infallibility. I've forbidden any further mention of him.
Poor Cornelia.
And there's a disconcerting habit of saying what she thinks.
Well, I thought a fresh mind was what you longed for.
Yes, I also admire tact, though. A quality she has never developed.
You don't deceive me in the least. You're having the time of your life.
And you're going to be late for dinner.
Well, yes, I suppose it's time I changed. The Binnacles are coming, I hear. Anyone else?
No. Excuse me, sir. This parcel's just come from Miss Chapman.
Oh, leave it in there, and I shall see that she gets it.
Very good, sir.
I saw the postman come. Where is it? Oh, yes, that's it. It's for you, Parkin. A present. A fishing rod.
For me? A fishing rod?
Yes, I hope you'll like it.
But I don't fish, miss.
No, but you will.
It's very kind of you, miss. Very kind indeed. But I should feel very foolish dangling a worm on the end of a line.
Oh, it isn't a worm. It's a fly. And you'll feel like a king when you get a 3-ounce fish on the end of it.
I'm afraid I should merely feel embarrassed by the unequal nature of the struggle.
You wait and see. We can go fishing on Monday because I have to go to London to let a man look at my teeth. But we can go on Tuesday afternoon.
I should be happy to lend you the rod, miss. But I, of course, may not be free to go.
Of course you'll be free. The evening would be better, but I suppose by then you're worrying about your dishes.
There is dinner to see to.
You know, Roderick, I...
Please, you promised, miss.
I'm sorry. You know, Parkin, I can't imagine why someone like you bothers his head about dishes.
What you term dishes, miss, is merely a facet. What I bother my head about is the smooth running of one of the most beautiful houses in England.
But ever since the beginning of time, it's been a woman's job to run a house.
And ever since the beginning of civilization, it has been a man's privilege to show her how. Even in the matter of cooking, miss. As long as it was a case of stew for a cave dweller, a woman stirred it. When it came to sauce for a king, a man did.
But there's no career for a butler, is there?
I know of only two careers open to men of no qualifications. Politics and salvation. And I have talent for neither.
Salvation?
Evangelical preaching, miss.
Oh, go and be saved and put sixpence in the box. I don't think you'd make a preacher, Parkin.
No, miss.
And the only politician I know is Sebastian. Do they all talk nonsense?
If necessary.
Oh, it isn't necessity with Sebastian. It's natural. What does one have to do to be a success in politics?
Oh, practically everything. It's a wide subject, miss, and the guests will be here at any moment. I think that must be there now.
Good evening, Parkin.
In the library, if you please, my lord. Excuse me, miss.
Oh, Sebastian, you are just the person I wanted to see. Did you walk?
Yes, it's a beautiful evening. And was something I wanted to say to you before my mother and the rest came. I was going to suggest that we went into the garden.
Sebastian, I suppose you don't mind if we fish in that little river of yours.
I'm afraid it's let.
Let? What's that?
Rented.
Oh, can you hire out a river in England?
One lets the fishing, of course. But if Lucas wants a day now and then, I can get it for him. I didn't know he fished.
Oh, it isn't Lucas, just Parkin and me.
Parkin?
Yes, I'm teaching him to take life. Can we go on Tuesday afternoon?
Perhaps you'd ask my mother. She sees the tenant oftener than I do.
Oh, good. What did you want to say to me?
Oh, I can't tell you just now.
Why not?
Well, it's nearly dinner time.
And you could talk better if you were full.
No. Listen, Cornelia.
Yes?
I have a deep admiration for your great practical qualities.
Yes. Do you fish, Sebastian?
I feel that your practical quality and my idealism would make an admirable combination.
If you're talking about revolutions again, I'm not interested.
This is a personal matter, not a political one.
Sebastian, I suppose you have a wide experience of butlers.
Butlers? Yes. Yes, I've known a good many, I suppose.
Well, what does a butler do when he needn't? I mean, suppose...
Cornelia, are you deliberately trying to prevent my coming to the point?
No, of course not. I really want to know about butlers. Supposing you were a butler and had enough money not to be one, what would you do?
I wouldn't be one.
I know, but what would you be?
Almost anything else.
Oh, you're being very trying.
You're being very odd.
Do butlers, retire?
Certainly.
What do they do then?
If they haven't made much money, they live at home and pretend they're colonels home from India. If they have made a lot, they buy a hotel and pretend they're landed proprietors.
A hotel?
Yes. It's every butler's ambition to be mine host.
Oh, thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
And now, perhaps, you'll let us get on with this marriage discussion.
Marriage?
Certainly. What did you think we were discussing?
Almost anything else.
I was pointing out that our separate qualities, being complementary, would result in an ideal combination.
Is that what you were going to take me into the garden to say?
Yes.
Why garden?
We shouldn't be interrupted there.
I see. Have you ever proposed to anyone before?
No, I've not.
Well, if you do it like that, you'll never get accepted.
And what is so unacceptable about my proposal?
Well, even the worst of them coax a little.
Worst of what?
Proposers.
What possible experience can you have had? Have you ever been asked in marriage before?
Of course. I was the only girl for 1,000 miles. People proposed to me on sight.
How revolting.
Well, at least they brought a bunch of daisies.
A Victorian.
And they smiled once in a while.
Reflex action.
Oh, you'd be a much nicer person, Sebastian, if you smiled sometimes. Even Parkin smiled sometimes.
You still haven't answered my question.
What question?
About marrying me.
Oh, no. Thank you very much, but I'm not thinking of marrying at present. I've a lot to do first. Besides, you have to marry a countess, haven't you?
Good heavens, no.
Well, don't earls have to marry...
My mother was an actress.
Oh, yes, I forgot. She's nice, your mother. You're very lucky, Sebastian, to have a nice mother.
All actresses are charming, didn't you know? It's an act.
An act?
Play acting.
Oh. What do you call crying over the poor with 6 cars in your garage? I don't believe your mother play acts. She's real. She would look all right in Forks of Sagittarius. She and Bonnie would get on beautifully.
I have explained to you already that if I sold every car I have and gave away the money, that would merely be charity.
It would be a miracle. Excuse me. I have to speak to Parkin.
Maddening. Absolutely maddening.
Oh, my dear Charlotte, how charming you look. Where's Sebastian?
He walked up, my dear.
Good heavens. Oh, hello, Sebastian.
Hello, Lucas.
I hear you walked. I'm glad the blisters Cornelia raised on you were not permanent.
Lucas, I'd like to take Cornelia to the theatre for the first time. Sebastian can run us up next week and drop us in town.
I shall not be in town next week.
Well, where will you be?
At Lyndhurst Abbey.
Abbey? What are you going there for?
For advice.
Advice?
I'm going into a monastery.
Not yet, my dear. You have to provide an heir first. Even monks have lapses, of course, but an heir has to be legitimate. You wouldn't like the beds, you know.
Pallets would pall.
Nevertheless, I am going to Lyndhurst.
Very well, dear. Give the old boy my love. Tell him I still haven't a grey hair in the head.
Do you know the abbot?
Many a bright party we had. He and I and Greta Fair and Bobby. His name was Smithers, then. I expect he'll tell you to run away and have some parties before taking to pallets. You can't repent of things you haven't committed.
I am not going in order to repent. I just don't consider that life in this world is worth living.
I can never make up my mind about you, Sebastian, whether it's dyspepsia or dramatics.
It is neither, dear lady.
Hello, Andrew.
Your unhappy son is forever torn by the pangs of jealousy.
Jealous? Of whom?
His mother.
Me?
You, having worked for your living, are irrevocably his social superior.
The fact that I cannot earn my bread without taking it from another man's mouth is hardly a bit subject to jest. If I had a club foot, you wouldn't call attention to it, would you?
No, dear, but you would.
Well, if that's all that ails our Sebastian, the cure's obvious. You marry him off to the most useless and expensive baggage in the county and settle down at the Dower House, 1/2 mile nearer us.
I never liked the thought of that Dower House.
What? Clinging to power?
A dowager on the spot is nothing but a nuisance. Shall I tell you what my dream would be? A semi-detached in Golders Green with a cinema round the corner.
My good Charlotte.
Going shopping with a basket in the morning and with a quarter of chocolates to the pictures in the afternoon.
And in the evenings?
My corsets off and my feet up. Oh, Cornelia.
How do you do, Lady Binnacle? May we fish in your river?
Lucas is going to let me take you to the theatre next week. Just a hen party, us girls together.
Oh, that'll be very nice. Thank you very much. Can we fish in your river on Tuesday afternoon?
I suppose you can. I'll ask old Mr. Sprott. He has the fishing. This is a new interest for you, surely, Lucas.
Oh, it isn't Lucas, just Parkin and me. You don't want him for anything on Tuesday afternoon, do you, Lucas?
I have a suspicion that it won't be any good my wanting him. I had no idea that Parkin was interested in fishing.
He's a little surprised himself.
You won't seduce my perfect servant from his allegiance, I hope.
Oh, no, I'm not seducing, just training him.
To what?
Oh, to, out of doors. I think about it all the time.
Even when you play golf?
One has to think of something to pass the time at golf.
Well, you bought it. Didn't you manage to hit the ball at all?
Hit it? Oh, yes. Does anyone not hit it?
Cornelia has the most startling coordination of hand and eye.
How did that come about? You didn't play games in, what's its name?
Well, I suppose chopping wood must be good practice. And shooting and fishing. It's hand and eye all the time at Forks. Even throwing a pail of water on the right cabbage.
Well, if the worst comes to the worst, you can be a golf professional.
What's that?
Teach other people to play.
See, people take lessons and games.
Oh, yes, I pay well for them.
A daft world, isn't it, Cordelia?
Oh, I don't think anyone has enough to do.
What did you do with your spare time?
Well, there wasn't any. There's always something to make or fetch or mend at Forks.
Cornelia has never learned to play.
Oh, well. But a man I know says that no one was ever hanged for anything that they did in their working time.
I'm quite sure there's an answer to that, if I could only think of it.
Well, now that you have achieved your high heel, Cornelia, is there something else you want?
Yes.
Oh, and what's the new ambition?
I want to stay in a great many hotels.
Oh, well, I think that might be arranged.
Dinner will be served, huh?
Mind if we leave the curtains as they are for a little, sir? I thought it would be nice if they found the house lit up when they came home.
A very pleasant thought, Parkin.
I've put you in your usual room, sir. Would you like some tea, perhaps?
Well, I'll wait for the homecomers, I think. Have you heard from the travellers since they left?
Oh, yes, sir. Twice from Mr. Bilk and 6 times from Miss Taft. One letter each week. But I expect you heard from them yourself, sir.
I'm afraid you've beaten me, Parkin. I had a postcard from Mr. Bilk showing the Mediterranean in ultramarine, and 2 letters from Miss Taft. Perhaps your letters weren't illustrated there.
Oh, yes, sir. Always.
Yes, it'll be very pleasant to have her back, won't it?
Very pleasant indeed, sir.
You know, Parkin, I used to think this house perfection. It had beauty and dignity and peace. And you, Parkin.
Thank you, sir.
But I know now that there was something lacking.
Yes, sir.
What was it, Parkin?
Life, sir. We were just going through the motions, if you know what I mean, sir.
Yes, just going through the motions. Well, I suppose it does everybody good to... Oh, there's the car.
Yes, sir, it sounds like them. Yes, yes, it is, sir. It is.
Well, well, Parkin, too.
Hello,
absolutely wonderful to see you again. Oh, how are you, Andrew? You're looking thin. You've been working too hard. You should have come with us.
What? Weeks of gallivanting?
We missed you.
Yes, Andrew, you should have come.
Well, it's nice to have you home again.
I must go and see Mrs. Benson and Elsie and the rest and give them their presents. I have something for you too, Andrew, but it's in my big box, so you'll have to wait.
So it was a success?
It was wonderful. I feel about 10 years old. Andrew, do you remember what it was like to have life so full of amusement that you didn't have to play a game to pass the time?
I do. That was youth.
Yes, I thought it must be. I don't seem to have had any. I was always inventing ways to pass the time. However, now that I have so providentially been born again, I'm going to take your oft-given advice and get married.
Well, my congratulations. I'm very glad. To whom?
Well, I'm going to marry Cornelia.
Cornelia? Is that fair, Lucas?
Fair? Well, what do you mean?
6 months is a short time for her to find her feet in a new world. You've had no rivals yet.
Well, I did have some bad moments. She grew very friendly with young Steiner, the architect. However, it was all very gay and childish. They spent hours drawing houses for each other on bits of paper. I need to worry.
But Lucas, she's a child. You're double her age. Marriage for you would be a settling down. For her, it should be an adventure.
And she will marry you for happiness and because she imagines she's in love with you.
Why imagines?
It's a common delusion when a girl of 20 is dazzled by the charm of a man of 40.
Thank you. When we're together, she may annoy me occasionally, but the moment she's with somebody else, I want to know what she's saying, what she's thinking, how she's looking.
When do you plan to get married?
Oh, in the summer, I expect. I haven't mentioned the matter yet.
Mentioned the wedding date, you mean?
No, marriage.
What? You mean you're not going to marry Cornelia at all?
I certainly am going to marry her.
I mean, you're not engaged?
Not yet.
Oh, Lucas, your conceit is so colossal that it almost amounts to a virtue.
Are you suggesting that she won't accept me?
No, I'm not suggesting it, my dear Lucas. I'm betting on it.
But why?
Because she is Cornelia, and young, and independent, and in love with the world.
Very well. I shall propose to her tonight.
No, oh, no, Lucas, no. Give her time.
Everybody's very pleased. And Mrs. Benson's daughter has twins. Did you know, Lucas?
I didn't even know that Mrs. Benson had a daughter.
Oh, Lucas, and Mrs. Benson has been your housekeeper for 7 years.
Well, I really can't have my servants' affections alienated under my very nose. Some counter-propaganda is clearly called for.
So you've had a very happy time.
Oh, yes, it was lovely. Sometimes in the evenings, Lucas and I used to sail out in a little boat where it was quiet. Or sometimes in the mornings on the mountain, we would climb up to where there were no people and no marks in the snow anymore. Oh, it was lovely. It was like being home.
Oh, I'm Binnacle to see you, miss.
Oh, Sebastian.
Hello, Cornelia. Welcome back. I brought you these flowers.
How lovely. Are they from Binnacle's?
Oh, no. I'm not allowed to pluck anything in my own glasshouses. I had to buy them in a shop.
Oh, you could have bought 10 people a dinner for the price of those roses.
They're not roses. They're daisies.
Daisies? Have you got... Oh. Well, I think you might have written me just once.
I've been very busy.
Congratulations on your deal, Sebastian. It was a very shrewd move.
I didn't do it because it was shrewd.
Didn't you? Well, see you later.
What deal? What's he talking about?
I've disentailed the estate, and it's up for sale.
Sebastian, was it difficult?
It was easier than you'd think. My only relation, you see, is my father's uncle in Australia.
And would he mind?
He said I could do what I liked with my... beastly chicken run.
And your mother?
Oh, she's quite happy. But I'm terribly unpopular. I used to be unpopular only with the county. But now the cottagers will have to mend their own fences and buy their own Christmas trees and pay their rents promptly, and I'm unpopular with everyone.
Poor Sebastian.
And the horrible thing is that I'm going to be richer than ever. People are bidding against each other for the estate. Apparently it's full of desirable building sites. I don't know what I can do with the money.
Couldn't you use it to start deserving people in business?
But that would make me a capitalist.
Even if you didn't make any profit?
Oh, yes. Lots of capitalists never make any money at all. But now that I've bought you the required bunch of daisies, can I ask you to marry me again?
Oh, you're a much nicer person than I thought you were, Sebastian. But I don't think I could ever marry you.
Well, I could give up the revolution, if that's what's stopping you.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's nothing like that. Nothing you could do.
Is there someone else, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh. Do I know him?
Yes.
Well?
Very well.
Is it someone much older than you?
Yes, he is a lot older, but... But that doesn't matter when two people...
No. No, of course not. I hope you'll be very happy, Cornelia. He's much luckier than he has any right to be. I shall tell him so personally at the first opportunity.
Oh, he hasn't asked me yet. But he will. Now, about all that money, Sebastian, I know two very nice people who want to start a hotel. Would you like to lend them the money for that?
No, I don't think I should like that at all. There are too many hotels, anyhow. And I should only be unpopular with two more people because they owed me money.
Well, you used not to mind being unpopular. I meant to ask Lucas for the money, but it'd be so much nicer if you did it.
Well, how much is the place to cost?
Between 12,000 and 15,000, the architect thought.
That's not much for a hotel.
Oh, it's just a fishing place. 12 bedrooms and no marble, except for making pastry on.
Pastry?
It keeps the pastry cold.
Oh. Well, if it really please you, Cornelia, that's a different matter. Perhaps it would be better if I gave them the money.
Oh, no, 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 that wouldn't do at all. But it's very kind of you, Sebastian, and I'm very grateful to you.
Well, it's something to be popular with at least one person. Now I must go and fetch my mother. I promised to give her a lift over, but I wanted to see you first. It didn't do me much good, did it? All I've managed to do is to lend someone I don't know money I don't want. Shall I come in again when I come back?
Of course.
Well, it's supposed to be awkward having a rejected suitor around. All right, Parkin, I'll let myself out.
Very good, my lord.
I'd better draw the curtains, miss.
Well, it seems a pity as long as there's any daylight left. It's been such a wonderful day.
Yes, miss, it has.
Have you missed us, Parkin?
Very much, miss. The house has been very empty. It was very pleasant to have your letters. I was most grateful for them.
I have something more exciting than that for you. Look at this.
A house? Is this one of your drawings, miss?
No. That was drawn by the best young architect in Europe. It's a hotel.
It's very attractive. Did you stay there?
Oh, it's not built yet. This is the hotel I'm going to have in Labrador.
In Labrador?
Yes, at Forks of Sagatow.
You are?
Yes.
But who would go to stay there?
Fishers in the summer, winter sports people in the winter.
Oh, a fishing inn.
Yes, wonderful fishing. There's a hill behind the house where one can ski, and there's a landing field for aeroplanes at the side, and there's a stream that gives the electric light. There's the jetty, halfway to Barney's, where the sea fishing boats lie, and that path goes to the river and the freshwater fishing. There are 12 bedrooms for the guests and 4 for the staff. And you can do practically everything but you put your stockings on by pressing a button.
But you're not seriously thinking of going back to Labrador, miss, are you?
Well, Paul and I are going out in the spring. Paul Steiner, that's the man who drew it, you know? He says it'll be great fun to live in the back room at Barney's and build a hotel in a place called Forks of Sagatow. He roars with laughter every time he thinks about it. It's going to be his best holiday and his greatest advertisement, he says.
But you don't know anything about hotels.
I've been learning a lot. But, of course, I should need a manager. I thought perhaps you might like to come.
Me, miss?
Yes. Out there you'd be a person. People for hundreds of miles around would know you. Once we got the inn going, people all over America and Europe would know you and talk about you when they met. You wouldn't be Parkin anymore. You'd be Parkin of Sagatow. Oh, do you know Parkin? People would say when they met at the other side of the world. Oh, yes, we stayed there last year. Such good food, and the fishing was wonderful.
Fishing? Is Mr. Bilk financing the expedition?
He doesn't know anything about it. Lord Binnacle is putting up the money. I wanted to know what you thought about it first.
Well, I think that Lord Binnacle is going to lose his money.
Oh, listen. People go to Norway to see the fjords, don't they?
Yes.
And to still other places to sail small boats up and down.
Cows, yes.
And to still other places to ski.
Yes.
And to still other places to skate. And to still other places for deep sea fishing. And to still other places to study seals. And to still other places for rescuers. Well, we have them all at Forks. And it's only a plane hop from anywhere once we get our landing field from Barney's turnips. Do you think a man like Paul Steiner is fool enough to build a hotel, even a wooden one, where no one is ever going to see it?
I think under the influence of your charm, miss, he might be persuaded.
You think I'm charming?
Indeed, yes.
But not charming enough to go to Labrador with?
If you go, miss, I should want to go too. But I don't know that it would be a wise thing to do.
Wise for you or for me?
For both of us.
Why, Parkin?
It's a very personal relationship, miss, and well, in a small place, it might not work out.
You think we should fight? Oh, well, I expect we shall. But would that matter? I can't imagine it without you, Parkin.
I find it difficult to imagine this place without you.
Of course, being owner and manager is rather what you say. Difficult relationship. Perhaps you better marry me.
Marry you?
Yes. You would like to, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
You know very well I would go to the world's end for you.
Well, Forks of Sagatow is practically there. Well, that's settled. I must admit I had a bad moment. Aren't you going to kiss me?
Do mind waiting until tomorrow afternoon?
Why?
Well, I shall not have these clothes on then.
Well, I shouldn't care if you were wearing a green velvet monkey jacket and pink tights. Why should I mind about these?
I do.
Oh, what a life I'm going to have with you. You know, we must have some sort of working plan.
Yes.
How many letters are there in the alphabet? An even number?
26.
Well, you take one half and I'll take the other. You decide on everything beginning with your letters and I'll decide on everything beginning with mine.
Very well.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Will you have the first half or the second?
Whichever you don't want.
Well, in that case, I shall take the first half. All right?
Perfectly.
Then kiss me.
Excuse me, I'd better draw the curtains.
Oh, you Welsher! Oh, how could you?
I think we might have tea, Parkin. What's wrong with this Taff?
I think she's a little annoyed with me, sir.
Oh. What have you done?
It was a matter of a letter, sir. I omitted to seal it. The hotcakes will be a little late, perhaps, because of the excitement of your present giving, but...
Oh, that's all right. You know, Parkin, half the joy of coming home is the joy of resuming one's household. Next time we go, the household shall come with us. I think this spring I shall take Tony Devereux's house above Cannes, and we shall live there in peace for some months. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Parkin?
It sounds delightful, sir, but I'm afraid that I shall not be with you at all in the spring.
Oh, what doctor told you that? Don't believe him. They're all frauds. You're as fit as I am. What did he allege was the matter with you?
Well, I'm not going to die, sir. I'm going to be married, sir.
Married? Oh, well, Parkin, so am I.
Oh, my congratulations, sir.
Well, that's no reason for leaving my employment. You and Mrs. Parkin can have two rooms in the wing until I can build you a cottage.
Thank you, sir, but I'm afraid that, much as I shall regret it, sir, I shall have to leave you. And my wife, that is, my wife-to-be, has decided that we are going to run a hotel.
A hotel? Oh, nonsense, Parkin. You tell her that she's going to have a charming home of her own with the best view in the county, and she shall be as independent as she likes.
It's not a question of being independent, sir. She considers, I understand, that for a man, tinkering with teacups is unseemly, sir.
Unseemly?
The word she actually uses is daft.
She said that?
She did, sir.
I think I know your fiancée, Parkin.
Very possibly, sir.
Where was this hotel to be?
In Labrador, sir.
Labrador?
Yes, sir. A place called Forks of Sagittor. Are you feeling ill, sir?
No. Just foolish. Extremely foolish.
You were longing for a new sensation, Lucas. Now you have it. Well, I hope you deserve your luck, Parkin.
I shall do my best, sir.
But it's outrageous, Parkin. How dared you propose to my ward?
I didn't, sir.
Of course he didn't, Lucas. Don't you know anything about Cornelia?
Why was I not told before?
Well, I only knew myself this afternoon, sir.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable. You can't leave me for Cornelia.
But if I was ever going to leave you, sir, now would be the time, so that your wife could begin with a new servant. Most ladies prefer it.
A very reasonable argument, Lucas.
Are you putting money into this crazy scheme at Sagittor?
All I have, sir.
Oh, but Parkin, you'll hate it. Think of the china. All stonewood and chips.
The fishing is excellent, I understand.
Parkin, I want to speak to you from... You've told them. Oh, you've told them I wanted to do it.
You wanted to do it?
Yes, after dinner this evening. I had it all planned.
Well, you might have told me a little earlier what you were planning.
Parkin, you're slipping. I ran twice. Oh, what's this, a row?
My good Charlotte, you know quite well that I've never had a row in my life.
And that's what's been wrong with you all these years. Why are you looking so disgruntled?
Cornelia has just announced her engagement.
Oh, my dear. So you brought a fiancé home with you?
Oh, no, he's here.
Cornelia is going to marry Parkin.
Parkin? Oh, so she chose the best man of you after all. My dear Parkin, I am delighted. Wise little girl. Are we going to lose you, Parkin?
We are planning to run a fishing in my wife's country, milady.
Will you come be our first guest, Lady Binnacle?
I will. Oh, there you are, Sebastian.
Yes, here I am.
Sebastian must come, too. It's really his hotel. He lent me the money for it.
I thought the place was to be built with your life savings, Parkin.
Only partly, sir. I've not saved as much as that, even as your butler, sir.
Oh, so you do believe in it?
I believe in being a partner.
What is all this?
It's for us, the money, Sebastian, Parkin and me. You don't mind, do you?
But You aren't going to marry Lucas?
Oh, no. Poor Lucas. Besides, being married to Lucas would be like married to one's uncle. Such a nice uncle. I haven't really done anything to upset you, have I, Lucas?
Not a thing. If you'll excuse me, I'll bring in tea.
I expect you hate losing Parkin. Is that it?
We hate losing you, Cornelia.
But you won't be losing me. You'll all come out and stay.
Out where, in heaven's name?
Labrador.
Are you going back to that place?
I am, and don't call it that place.
But, Cornelia, is that where the hotel is to be?
Yes. Do you want your money back?
Of course not. I shall give you the money as a wedding present.
Oh, tea, how lovely.
I'm going to enjoy that visit to Sagatt's Hall, even if it means shutting up my little house in Golders Green. You know, the one with the cinema around the corner. Are you coming, Lucas?
I don't fish. If you came, sir, I can promise you that the cups will not be stoneware, nor chipped.
I shall take care of that. My wedding present to you both will be a tea set.
Oh, I suppose we couldn't have this one, Lucas.
Do you want it?
Yes, I should like it.
Why?
The first time I ever came into this room, we had tea out of it. You and Andrew and I. It's more you than anything else.
Very well, it's yours.
Would it be very greedy to ask for something else? It's something you won't miss very much.
What is it?
The little desk in my room.
Parkin put it there.
Yes, I know.
But it's been yours ever since you came.
Oh, thank you.
Will you hold my hand on that plane to Forks of Sagatt or Lucas?
I might. Come to think of it, I have some business to attend to there.
Business?
Yes, there's a man there I want to have the last word with.
Everyone seems to be bound for the northwest but me.
Oh, Andrew, you must come, you of all people.
Well, I'm a poor man with my living to earn. You haven't a job for me, I suppose.
Well, we don't need a lawyer, yet a while.
Isn't there anything I could do to earn my keep? Night watchman, astrologer, shove it off at the jetty, shoveling snow, assistant at the local stores?
That might do. I shall see what Barney says.
And be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment, brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week, then, a very good night to you all.